Right, sir, welcome along, Les Gilbert. Welcome along, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks very much.
Right, sir, Les is from Ride Respect, and we're going to be talking about that for the next around about 10, 15 minutes here at Lionheart Radio. So, basically about motorcycles. I do have to say I'm not a person who has ever ridden a motorcycle. Well, when you see them, they do look pretty dangerous in a way. When, for example, I mean, it's horrible, but when you fall off, you haven't got anything to protect you.
No, that's quite true. And the whole point of riding a motorcycle is trying not to fall off. The development rider day that we've got on the road now, expert rider, Ride Respect, is aimed at really enhancing experienced motorcyclists to enhance their skills and just to improve their all-round ability, with the sole objective of trying to making sure that you don't get into a situation, and as you say, you end up by skidding along the road. So prevention is better than cure. So if you can read into the road, read the traffic, how it works, handle your machine well, there's absolutely no reason why you should be in difficulty.
I mean, there are people that say, actually, why do you ride a bike when you can get there by a car? And it's something that when you ride a bike, I mean, I don't know, but it's something that you only feel when you ride a bike. It's better than...
Well, it is. It's I think it's a much more personal experience. Myself, my father always had a motorcycle, so from a very young age, probably I shouldn't be admitting to this, but probably under five, you would get on your back of your father's bike, have a whiz around the block, something which you certainly wouldn't do these days, but many years ago the roads were very quiet. But it's just that buzz and that thrill that you get out when you're on a motorcycle. And for most people who've experienced that at a young age, it never really leaves you. And I think that's one of the reasons why there's so many so-called born-again bikers now, guys and women who have experienced and enjoyed riding a motorcycle. Family comes along, commitments. You get to an age when all of a sudden the mortgage is paid off, the kids have left home, and why can't you indulge in the experiences that you did 20, 30 years ago? The big problem, of course, is that machines now are completely different to what they were in those days. Tyre technology, engine performance that you wouldn't believe, brakes, just the all-round ability, and there's a huge gulf of what people had experienced 20, 30 years ago to what they're experiencing now. And hence the need for courses such as this, so it gives people an introduction and also gets them over some of the problems that they can experience. Unfortunately, particularly going around corners, which is the big problem areas for a lot of people.
Can you tell us a bit about Ride Respect? You've already went into it a bit, but...
Yes, I'll tell you a little bit about it. The Expert Rider scheme was developed a couple of years ago with ourselves, and also using the vast experience of some ex-Northumbria Police motorcycle instructors. The scheme is actually financed originally through the Northumbria Safer Roads Initiative, which is an initiative by all of the Tyne and Wear and Northumbrian councils, Northumbria Police, Northumbria Fire and Rescue Service, and other road safety agencies. And it was realised that within Northumberland, we do have a lot of accidents involving motorcyclists. Fortunately, we don't have so many fatalities as we did 10, 15 years ago. They've come down, but we still have an underlying level of accidents of about 150, 200 people a year falling off their motorcycles, either as a result of coming into contact with another vehicle or just simply people just falling off. And the Ride Respect scheme within Northumberland, or I should say the wider Northumbria, was seen as a way whereby people who could access additional training to enhance their rider skills.
Because they're not very, you look at them and they've got two wheels, so they are, you know, they're not very stable to sort of ride around. I mean, I don't know, I don't ride one, but they don't look, to me, safe.
Well, once you're up and running, once you get momentum going, they're very, very stable. And if you ride appropriately to the speed and conditions of the road, in the right gear, right road positioning, they're as safe as you could imagine. But again, it's all down to rider attitude and just being aware of your surroundings, aware of the road conditions, and just treat the machine with respect.
There are a lot of events and clubs for bikers. I mean, you see them in the summer, particularly going round in the big, you know, the huge groups of the bikers. There are a lot in the northeast, aren't there?
There's lots of clubs. I mean, I suppose everyone is aware of the Harley Davidson's club. A very, very popular club, well turned out. They have lots of events throughout the course of the year. But I think probably all motorcycle clubs, I could name a few, Honda, Triumph. There's even some of the classic bike clubs like the Norton Club, Velocette Owners Club. They all have activities throughout the course of the year. It's such a great pastime, both socially as well as being an enthusiast's pastime and pleasure.
I mean, my uncle Rob, actually, is in one of these bike clubs, and he goes away for a few days at a time. And I do have to say, they're basically just the same as for people who don't ride a motorbike and want to ride a motorbike and want to be part of these clubs. It's like car club, basically, but a bike.
It's exactly the same. I mean, in many ways, it doesn't matter what people's interests are, whether it's, I don't know, you could be a member of a stamp collecting club. You get great thrill and enjoyment out of being a member of that. A car club, and for a lot of people, being in a motorcycle club, it's great pastime, great social thing. You develop new friends. People can go away for the day, or sometimes tours lasting a few days or a few weeks. There's lots of clubs now that do rallies going abroad. So these days, if you want to get involved in any particular motoring activity, you know, there's absolutely no limit.
We are talking, by the way, to Les Gilbert from Ride Respect. And during Steve Harley and Cockney Rebel, we were talking about lorries and what some people call the black spot from the mirrors. Basically, you can't really see down there on the other side. And that is quite a big problem for motorcyclists.
Well, yes. As the traffic gets busier and the pace of the and speed of the traffic gets faster, it's everyone's responsibility on the road to maintain awareness on the road. Unfortunately, there's too many distractions these days for drivers. I'm sure we've all seen people texting, quite obvious what they're doing. I think they're getting away with it, but you know, people are sitting quietly, texting, head down. People on mobile phones, people listening to the radio, so be careful, everyone. And so it's everyone's responsibility to make sure that they keep both their eyes peeled on the road, both out the windscreen and then the rearview mirrors and the side mirrors, because you just never know what's going to happen.
Right, so we'll talk about the Shiny Side Up campaign. There is a campaign called the Shiny Side Up campaign in Northumberland. Tell us a bit about that.
Right, well, the Shiny Side Up campaign was developed a few years ago by a lady called Sheila Omerond from Nottinghamshire County Council. Essentially what it is, it's a series of bright yellow information boards depicting the outline of a motorcyclist with certain basic messages. Bent ahead, motorcyclist leaning to the left or right, think bike, dead ahead. And these message boards are being placed on roadsides where there's been previously an incident involving a motorcyclist. The campaign's run out for a couple of years now throughout the UK in different counties. And last year, we were involved with the Safer Northumbria Partnerships, which is a body of people representing the Fire and Rescue Service, Northumbria Police, and the County Council, and one or two other road safety groups, where these information boards were placed out in various hotspots throughout the county. Two reasons, really. A, it's a bit of information to allow motorcyclists to realise that there is a bend ahead, or a dip in the road, or possibly something that they should be conscious of, but also to make four-wheel drivers aware that this is a road frequented by motorcyclists. It was generally used throughout the county last year, and it will be placed on the county's roads this year. The boards will probably be going up sometime during March, and they'll remain on the roadside until October time, when they'll be removed.
Yes, I did notice some at Sears on the stretch from Seosers to Beadnell, there was some coastal road where quite a lot of bikers go. Seosers in the summer.
Yes,
loads of them.
But as I said, the boards are not just put anywhere arbitrarily. They're placed as near as possible to the site where there has been an incident involving a motorcyclist accident. Now, obviously, we can't put them everywhere, and we don't put them exactly on the site because the terms that the boards are put up is that we can't put additional posts up. We can only use existing standards somewhere to place the board. But as I said, it's an awareness-raising campaign that's seen as part of ongoing road safety campaigns throughout the year.
Yeah, it's a great idea, that it really is. So if people want to get in touch with you or with Ride Respect, how can they get in touch?
It's quite easy, really. We have a dedicated website, which is www.riderespect.co.uk, and that will put you onto the Ride Respect website. I can be emailed direct regarding the expert rider training via the Road Safety Unit at County Hall, Morpeth. The email address is, I should say the telephone number first of all, is 01670 53939, or it can be emailed on expertrider@northumberland.gov.uk.
Right, so thank you very, very much coming in.
I would just like to say that apart from ourselves, there's lots of people, organisations, putting a lot of work into reducing all sorts of road casualties throughout Northumberland. So I would just like to mention the excellent work that's done by Northumbria Fire and Rescue Service, Northumbria Police, also Northumbria and Northumberland Ambulance Service, and in particular the paramedics, who often are the first people who would arrive on a scene of an accident. And all of these people have significantly contributed to the enormous positive results in casualty reduction throughout Northumberland. Accidents and casualties are something that you don't even think about until you're involved yourself, but it's something that no one wants to experience, and all I can ask people to do is just keep their eyes open all of the time, keep an eye on the speedo, and just concentrate on what you're doing.
Yeah, you take your eye off for 1 second and bam, basically. Yes, unfortunately. So thank you very, very much, Les. It's been great having you here, and I've learned a lot about motorcyclists and basically Ride Respect.